In Act 3 of this story, Susan has dinner with Marilyn, her sister-in-law.
This food is delicious.
Then, Harry surprises Susan.
Hi.
And they talk.
Is there anyone else in your life?
No, not yet.
Will Susan and Harry see each other again?
What happened?
The babysitter called. His daughter is sick.
What's wrong?
I think she has a stomach ache.
Oh.
He's a good father.
So? What do you think of him?
He's very nice. But I think he was nervous tonight. It was his first date in 2 years.
Will you see him again?
I hope so.
This food is delicious.
He didn't get a thing to eat.
You ordered enough for 3 or 4 people. But I'm not complaining. The food is delicious.
Who is that?
Do you think it's...
No.
You won't believe it, Marilyn.
I believe it, even without looking.
Hi.
How?
Your downstairs neighbor let me in.
Did you go home?
I did, but everything is okay, so I decided to come back. To apologize for leaving so early. I brought you a little gift. It's a bonsai tree for your new apartment. Hi, Marilyn. I hope it's not too late.
Oh, not at all. We're still eating.
Please, come in. Join us. It's our meal from the restaurant.
Oh.
And how is your daughter?
Oh, she's fine. It was only a tummy ache.
It's good that you went back.
Yes, I think it's important for me to be there since her mother died.
I agree. Aren't you hungry?
As a matter of fact, I am hungry.
There's lots of food left.
Mmm, this is delicious.
Enjoy. I'm going to excuse myself. I have a lot of work to do to get ready for tomorrow. Good night, Harry. It was nice meeting you.
Bye, Marilyn.
Good night, Susan.
Good night, Marilyn. She's going to a fashion show here in the city tomorrow. She's sleeping here, so she won't have to travel from Riverdale in the morning.
You two must be close.
We are. The whole Stewart family is close.
I like that. And then, 2 years ago, my wife died.
You miss her?
I do, yes. But I have Michelle, and with time...
Is there anyone else in your life?
No, not yet. What about you?
Oh, I date occasionally, but my work keeps me busy.
Ooh. Speaking of keeping busy, I have an early start tomorrow, and the babysitter has to get home. Ah, where did the time go? It's midnight. Thank you, Susan. I had a nice evening.
Me too, Harry. Harry?
Yes?
I'd like to meet your daughter someday.
Does that mean that I can see you again?
Of course.
Wonderful. I'll call you and we'll go out to dinner.
Please do.
I promise I won't leave early.
It was for a good reason.
You know something?
What?
I think we're going to be good friends. Good night, Susan.
Good night, Harry. Have a safe trip home.
Are you all right?
Sorry.
I never liked that umbrella stand. Good night, Harry. He works with numbers.
He's an accountant.
He manages your money.
He's an accountant.
He plans your taxes.
An accountant.
That's his occupation.
His job. She's in business.
She's a vice president.
A vice president.
In a toy company.
She's in business.
She's the boss.
A vice president.
That's her occupation.
Her job. She's a sales clerk.
She sells clothing.
She's a sales clerk.
She works in a store.
Yeah, she's a sales clerk.
She designs clothing, too.
A sales clerk.
That's her occupation.
Her job.
She's a teacher. That's her job.
Yeah.
She's a nurse.
A vendor.
An accountant.
A sales clerk.